We are live, ladies and gentlemen. TNT Podcast, DJ Turn Up, DJ Tanaka. So going on what I was talking about. Shout out to Conrad Thompson and his fucking podcast. So he was talking about how he did you've heard of the wrestler Ric Flair?
Yeah.
So he was doing an interview with Ric Flair, and they were talking about, it was I forgot which country they were talking about, but they were talking about how, like, in, like, real time, they were talking to an activist that was, like, from said country, and they were starving, and he was just munching down on some shit as the interview's going on. Oh, really? That's terrible, man. Oh, that's terrible. They can't even eat. And they're like, dude, you gotta stop eating. They can hear you. Oh, they can't hear me. You just hear eating on the fucking mic. Like, that shit is wild. But, yeah, but I mean, luckily for us, we're not talking about, you know, starving kids in other countries. So I think you'll be fine. Appreciate y'all for checking in. TNT Pod. I feel like it's been a while. It's always that project review one that, like, makes it feel like we haven't done this in a long time.
Ages.
Yeah, it always feels like a long ass time when we do it. But they get the Ric Flair. But it's actually funny that
Sean, congrats, by the way. I didn't know you were a CK member. I seen the hoodie, but I only seen the back that said, you know what I'm saying, you're at, you feel me? And I was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you missed that, because, like, all of them were standing, like, right in front of us when we first started. Like, all of them were, like, standing, like, on the floor, like, right in front of us. Him, Rio, Wicked, Trey.
Didn't Sean get there late, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, they didn't get there late. They were all sitting there in front of us while we were... Wait, you got there after I did.
Yeah.
That might have been why.
Oh.
That might have been why.
Oh, that's right, because you said, Sean, where'd you go?
Yeah.
I didn't even see
you didn't even see him when you came in. Got you. Yeah. But for what we're talking about, a couple days ago we did Trap Fever. And it was a special Trap Fever. Shout out to everybody that checked in. It's always a beautiful time. Saturday night Trap Fever.
You
very much so.
Love it, man.
All I'm gonna say is hopefully we get to see y'all on the flip side. But yeah, it was, I mean, okay, so one thing I will say, and both of us kind of felt this way, but good thing we had some reassurance that, like, we were doing our thing. Like, they were just saying everybody was just fucking tired. And I could kind of see that because, like, no one really said anything, but it was like, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I was a little worried. The energy was a little off in the beginning. I was like, what is going on? And then that's...
Shout out, Quan.
That's when we figured out, man.
Everybody was
just exhausted, bro.
Yeah, tired from... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and shout out to everybody that came to the verse as well. Drip, yeah. Yoga.
Shout out to everybody that came to that.
Yeah.
That was dope, too. Bro.
Yeah, dope. Trap Fever weekend. Shout out to Paul checking in. That was interesting. His him pulling up, getting a little ride in Saturday Night Trap Fever. It was funny. I'm trying to think. Was there anything else that happened at Trap Fever? What was that about it?
That was about it, man. Good to see King James, man.
Yeah. Mr. Cool Guy, him and Ty.
Cool Guy. Fly Guy Ty.
Right. The cool guys.
Dynamic duo.
Dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm. One time for Rio. He's also a TKO member. Right?
Yep. Yep. Him and Wicked.
To Rio. Yep.
And Wicked. by the way, somebody, I don't know, Sean, I don't know if you're still on here, but see if you can get Wicked to send some of his music. Like, he's an artist, and I don't know if he just, I don't know, shy or something.
Yeah, you got to show me your profile. I don't think I know.
You seen him before. Well, I mean, if you that traffic, you definitely seen him. But I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think anybody else that came. There was a lot of people that came, but I can't think off the top of my head.
Shout out Hez. Shout out Dave.
Dev. Was Dave's the one that jewelry? Yep. That man wants jewelry so he could record. shout out Precious. I'm trying to think. I think her name is Lil Nay. I think we're talking about the same person. I don't either. She's.
Who else was there?
I don't know. Shout out to everybody that came. It was a lot of people that came. I can't really think of everybody off the top of my head. Had a good time. That's about it. But it's actually funny going back to the podcasting thing I was talking about. So this was an interesting topic he had brought up on his podcast where he was talking about. Well, let me back up a little bit. I'm bringing this up because, okay, so you know how I always say that I always listen. I'll more rather come up with a playlist for me to listen to rather than me going on a streaming site.
Right.
So me not even thinking about this, this point he brought up made it even more reason why I would like to keep my own like offline playlist rather than streaming. So. He had brought up a point where he was listening to a song he fucked with when he was younger.
Shout out Kari, man. Appreciate you, folks.
Shout out Kari. He had brought up a point where he was talking about he had listened to a song he was fucking with when he was younger. Yeah. And so he was looking for the song again on the Spotify or whatever it was. And it didn't sound the same because I guess he had to say something. I guess what he said was offensive to some people. And so he had to switch it. But like, in a sense, that's what, I mean, not necessarily made him love the song, but like, in a sense, like they're trying to like change the song in a way. So like, I guess, I don't know if this is like on some conspiracy theory shit, but they're like trying to like change history type. Like, and I never thought about that. Until like he brought it up, right. And it's interesting when he said that. I had thought about when you were saying that, like some of the instrumentals and some of the songs are not even on for Cushion Orange Juice.
Oh, it's, right. How they changing history?
Yeah,
right.
So,
bro, how are they gonna have?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like I like to.
I just think about that phone number.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. And I remember you let me hear, and I was like, "Nah, this not it." But yeah, bro, that's really why I like having offline because you can't fuck with my offline shit. Like my offline shit.
So now these playlists, you be storing them on your phone?
Yes, or on my tablet.
Man, Sarno got storage for days.
I don't play with that. But yeah, they'll like try to change like. And even with the streaming video, like the Netflix or like Peacock or anything like that, if they feel like something is too offensive or too raunchy, like they'll take it off the episode. And it's like, damn, like right. My favorite part of the episode. Like right. But I don't know. That's weird. That's just weird to me. But
Nah, that's interesting you say that though. Definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. But trying to think, is there anything else I wanted to talk about? Two other things. So I talked to you about this off air. If you guys don't do it by now, go ahead, follow me on Instagram, Turn Up With Two U's. I don't know how often I'm gonna do it yet, but I'm gonna start this new series on my reels called You Wildin' for This Remix. I already put out my first one. So go ahead, check it out. Let me know what you think. It's just something funny, crazy to add to the Instagram.
It's the only turn up. Only turn up, bro. Of course, man. Oh, it's only right, bro.
Yeah. This is what would I say? It's gonna be a hot fall. But it's gonna be a hot fall. Speaking of hot, man, shout out to everybody getting the merch. Merch still going crazy. still doing the giveaway. So if you already have some merch and you want to get some more merch for free, go ahead, send me a video or picture of you in it, and we will go from there. We'll go from there. Got hats, shirts, shorts. Don't have sweats yet. Those are sold out. Those went crazy. So y'all kind of got to just get them while they're there. And yeah. Trying to think, is there anything else?
Yeah, got them on the way, man.
Oh, how could I forget? So we had the mock-ups of Saturday Night Trap Fever merch. We got this one. And do you want to show them the other one? So by the way, these are just mock-ups. So like, this is kind of what they're going to look like, but this is like more than likely is what they're going to look like, but these are like, yeah. So next Trap Fever, we're going to have them sold at Trap Fever. So, how did we forget this? Next month is the 1 year anniversary of Trap Fever.
One year anniversary.
So hopefully y'all come pop out, and we'll go from there. Well, that'll lead us to the question of the day, my boy. For my folks that's watching, and for Tanaka, my question of the day is, what are some of your favorite songs from the past decade?
2020 or
the past decade?
Oh, okay.
The past decade, bro. You know, I know you go there.
I didn't know you were saying just last 10 years, you know what I'm saying? So like 2012.
No, just the past decade, bro. Yeah. 2010 to 2019. Well, I'll just go first off the top of my head. I know Thought It Was a Drought was always my shit. Thought It Was a Drought, like, that's always the first song that pops in my head of of classics. Trying to think. 'Cause the 2010s was an interesting decade, because this is when we started moving to the, not necessary. Well, because at the end of the 2000s, it stopped. Like, people stopped really caring about lyrics, and they started more caring a lot more about the beats than the actual lyrics.
Yeah, it's crazy, because one of my favorite records from the 2010s would probably be ASAP Rocky One Train, that had all them folk, Big Crit, Joey Badass,
Action, oh yeah,
Bronson, Danny Brown.
That's off of I'm trying to think.
I think it was Live Long.
Is that the intro? I know this is forever. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's the intro? Yeah.
And then it gets into that trap beat, right?
Yeah. DJ Breezy. But yeah, nah. I always love Paradise. Paradise is always my shit. Paradise.
These songs snapped on that.
Went crazy, and then gave us an album, and then gave us a second verse. Like, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
That's the Super Saiyan Sean.
Boy.
I'm trying to think what else.
I'm trying to think.
Definitely something Rich Homie Quan. I'm trying to think which record, though. It's like really.
Won't you throw it back? Won't you throw it? Oh, is it not that one? Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. What's the name of that damn song?
It might be FN by Rich Homie
Quan. I was going to say R&B, but that's tuck for the song of the day. I'm trying to think on the R&B tip. What song?
Rich Homie Quan, no FN. That was another one of mine.
No FN? What is that off of?
FN.
What is that? I mean, what was that off of? That one. FN. Yeah, I get you. But, the Johnny Single Days. Okay, I had to think about it. I was like, Oh, Wonder Why, of course. Wonder Why. Yeah, Wonder Why.
Okay, well, you said R&B.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of R&B. Persian Rug was cool. Did Ego come out in the 2010s?
Thanks. That was off of Sasha Fierce, right?
Yes, I want to say.
Yeah, I think that was 2008.
Damn.
Something like that.
Damn, that was my shit. I ain't gonna lie. Damn, I'm really digging. I'm trying to think.
2010s R&B. Definitely a Miguel record.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm going for the cheat sheet.
I mean, I like How Many Drinks. That's
oh, of course. That was... And you know, it's funny, that was one of the ones too. I heard someone was playing the album, and I think this is when Adorn was the single, and I heard How Many Drinks, and I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, how could I forget, bruh? Fucking Crack. Crack was my shit on Based on the True Story.
Mm-hmm. Now my partner's on you. Mm-hmm. Love that record.
And what's funny, like, and on the back end of the 2010s, The Box, I still love that song. Still love that song. I'll never forget when I heard that the first time. I was like, yo. Dude ran up to the DJ booth like, yo, I don't know what the fuck you just played, but you gotta run that shit back. That'd be hard as fuck. Oh, Lick.
You know what cracks me?
Wait, Lick. Did Lick come out in 2010?
I'm not sure. That one's zippy. It was one of those like 2009, 2007. Kind of on the border, you know. So
you
I can't. But you mentioned that 2 Chainz, bro. That intro is just so funny.
Yuck. Oh, holes on my dick like Brad Pitt.
Nah, bro. The hot potato
joke. You gonna get him. Me neither. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, bro, this is the most 2 Chainz
shit ever, bro. The most 2 Chainz shit.
It was hilarious, though. I saw him dying laughing once I heard this.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Like a Virgin, I did fuck with Like a Virgin. Like a Virgin was cool. It's probably one of my favorite. That's probably like my favorite song off that album. Besides my one of my songs of the day, What They Want. I forgot about What They Want. What They Want was cool.
Were you a fan of Love, Kendrick Lamar?
Yes, that was my favorite song on the album. So yes, Love.
That joint.
Yeah.
Man, incredible, bro.
And that's what's his name, Zakari? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a little bop.
Let's see who else. It's funny because my partner from New York, like, he hates Kendrick Lamar. Like, cannot stand him, but he loves that record. That
love song. I mean, like, hey, bro,
it's just like it touches his soul every time.
It got it, bro. It does. Like, that's you just gotta give credit when credit's due, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's all you can do, but yeah, nah. I'm just stuck in the goddamn 2010s. Goddamn.
What would you say the Control verse, bro?
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the song was cool, I guess. Like, I was meh. It was cool. Like that song. I mean, it was cool. All right. Like if it were to come on, I wouldn't cut it off.
I feel like the hard part 5 for the 2020s.
Great, but we're not talking about the 2020s.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the 2020s.
It's going to be one of the moments.
Here you go. Reeling out once again.
Because, man.
Sure, let's go to 2030. What's your favorite song in 2030?
But nah, 2010s. I'm trying to think.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I was a fan of White Iverson. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I thought Post Malone was gonna be like, not necessarily a rapper, but like one of those like he was gonna be like Father. Like I thought he was gonna be like one of them, or like Made in Tokyo. Like
that's so interesting how I heard that record too. heard that joint at like Kickback, like just with like some ladies, some guys just chilling, and somebody had the aux and put that on. And I was like, oh snap, what is this?
Right, this shit hard.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, I think I was at a Kickback too, but it wasn't at a house. It was on Edgewood. It was was it a barbershop? I don't remember. We were somewhere though, and like I just remember the DJ just kept talking about how he was gonna retire, which is actually ironic because he's still DJing to this day. But I got this new song, White Iverson. Saucing.
Oh, this so shit. The whole, during the whole cape, like, yeah, man, I'm about to hang
yeah, I'm about
it
to
up,
hang man. It up. I'm about to hang it up. Shout out, what's his name? I think his name B Diddy. DJ B Diddy. But
funny,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, bro, can't forget about Bankroll.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bankroll, Trap. You can really pick Trap, popping shit. Goddamn.
Dang. That's like, that's when I first came to, well, officially came to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, bro. Now that I think about it, because I feel like I was in Atlanta for like Rich Homie's like rise, so that's why he's near and dear to the heart. And
right.
Then when I first came to Atlanta, like Bankroll, you feel me, was going crazy. So it's like, you saying a little bit.
I'm trying to think.
I'm not gonna lie. Being in New York, that Fetty Wap, you know what I'm saying? Kind of.
I was just about to ask you about it, but I was like, yeah.
My favorite record though is that RGF Island. RGF.
Oh, that's everybody's favorite joint. Like yeah, that get the car, that get the party, yeah.
That joint just
that shit get you up there.
That's my mm-hmm. joint, bro, for real, bro.
Yeah, nah.
That, all the other stuff was cool, but that RGF Island though,
mm-hmm.
get different, bro.
Right. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Folks be hating on, well, it don't even really be folks. It really just be black people be hating him for talking about jacking the style or whatever. But I ain't gonna lie, bro, I fuck with Bruno Mars.
Oh yeah,
I fuck with Bruno, bro. That damn that 24K album, nuts.
24K.
And then not to mention we're not even talking about Bruno Mars no more, but Kanye's My Dark Twisted Fantasy started off the 2010s. Can we get much higher? So
classic.
then right after that, probably like 2 years later, Chief Keef started the drill. The drill.
I got to walk Flocka in there, bro.
Oh, you got
that,
to.
That joint was a moment, bro. I remember.
Snap and pop shit.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Walker was different, bro. When I heard that album, I was like, like
it's so it's
yeah it
nuts.
Was it was
so
like
hot.
It took me into a whole like different, like I was like, wow, like,
on,
I don't think
two,
I've
two,
heard
two,
anything like this. It's like
intense,
you know how Jeezy talked about the recession, like saying it's like Thug Motivation on steroids, like
mm-hmm.
that's how I felt when I heard that Flocka Velly, bro. I was like, whoa, like this.
And like I said at the last episode, well, the last episode before the album review, bro. Shout out to Walker, bro. He really put all, he tried to put his folks on. Like,
real,
it's a whole bunch of nobodies on that fucking album. God. And what's crazy is to think about, bro, Flocka introduced me to French Montana. And I would have thought French Montana was just
TTG.
Yeah, I didn't know who French Montana was.
Damn, bro, the power of the collaboration, bro.
Very much so. And then you look back and it's like, oh shit, you were on this album?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, yeah. I mean, and then not to mention the 2010s also birthed Key Glock.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Key Glock, man.
But that's Sixth Sense and Russian Cream. Honestly, that
I'm
glaucoma.
I think how I found out about Key Glock, bro.
My homeboy 104 was the one that told me about Key Glock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Key Glock hard, bro.
Yeah. Not to mention, I'm not gonna lie, they made me proud, bro. I always salute them every time I see them. Ray Sherman.
Oh yeah.
I never would have thought.
I'm not gonna lie, when they first came out, I thought they were gonna be a one hit
wonder. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
they bounced back with Bruh, By Chance, dude, that's like the most underrated single they ever had. By far. Like
that was off the second project, right?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. That was
Bad bitch with a chance. Do you have one by chance?
I'm not gonna lie, that joint. Wait, what's Come Get Her? That I ain't gonna lie. That was my personal favorite. I know, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's like, bro, that's I still play that shit.
Melody joint. I didn't expect them to come with it. Somebody
gotta come get her.
I mean, it makes sense, bro.
Yeah, where he's from.
The club joint. And I mean, you got to, I mean, he didn't have a long run, but goddamn, salute. You got to salute B.O.B.
Oh, yeah. B.O.B. Yeah.
Little run. It was cool.
B.O.B. is interesting because wasn't. 4 Lit was after the majors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was impressive, bro. Like, you know how it be once you get off the majors, you're like,
oh, it's over with. It's over with completely.
You're not here from again.
And 4 Lit had the clubs going crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like you can still get a reaction out of folks with 4 Lit.
Definitely.
But,
I'm trying to think what J. Cole moment. There's gotta be a J. Cole moment.
A J. Cole moment? Dude, the 2014 shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to say a lot of his moments were in the 2010s. 2020, he kind of, like, not necessarily the decline, but I don't think in the 20s he did anything too significant compared to the 2010s.
I'm saying, which moment, though, you feel like stood out the best from?
I would feel like the 2014.
Just the whole album.
No, well, the fact that he was able to come out with an album and go platinum with no features.
Mm. Right.
Like, that's something.
I always go back to that verse he had on the Good Music record, Looking for Trouble.
I don't remember that one. What was that off of? That was off of.
It was one of the, I think it was one of the Good Friday. Like,
I still haven't heard that album.
Oh, shout out to Good Fridays. That was in the 2010s, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All coming back to you. Look at you. All coming back to you.
That's crazy that was 12 years ago, bro.
So let me ask you this. Trey Songz and Chris Brown, what do you think is their biggest moments? Biggest moments in the 2010s?
2010s?
For Chris and Trey. Yeah. Oh, shit. I got to go get my thing for the next segment. Be right back, y'all.
I'm trying to think. Trey Songz, because that was after Ready, because Ready came out in 2009.
Yeah, but he was still running some of his singles in the 2010s, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's when he had Bottoms Up, which I'm not gonna lie,
wasn't a fan of.
Can't really well, it just, yeah,
you wasn't a fan.
That wasn't for me, bro.
You gotta get something for the club, bro.
And I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's one of them records you could definitely play for the vanilla folk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think it's too white for the black folks?
I saw what he was trying to do, but you know. Yeah, that wasn't my cup of tea, you know.
All right. What about Nicki and Drake? I mean, honestly, I feel like Drake, you can do no wrong with Drake.
Yeah, Drake, Take Care. I don't know. In my opinion, that Take Care project is always going to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's had a lot of moments for sure.
I feel like the 2010s is his moment, honestly.
Yeah.
Just pick any year. Like, it's like top of his game. The whole
2010s. I'm not gonna lie, those diss tracks, those were kind of like,
Meek.
Yeah, that
back to back. Oh my, yeah, back to back.
Those were some moments, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Nicki's biggest moments were like on the as you call them, the vanilla side, like Starship, Super Bass.
They probably were. I mean, my favorite Nicki. Probably be that Monster verse.
Oh, fuck. How did I forget about that? And them crazy 3 years where they would come out with the monster singles. I always, well, not monster singles, but like the mega singles.
Right.
Swagger
right.
Like Us.
Right.
Forever.
Right.
Monster. I don't know if they came out with anything after Monster, but I remember them three, and Ye were on was on all of them. Crazy. Ye was on. Yeah, Ye was on all of them. I think he was the only one that was on all three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dang, that's wild. So if you had to choose between them three, which one are you going with?
Which record? My bad. So you said Forever, Monster,
and Swagger Like Us.
Swagger Like Us. Dang, that is tough. That is tough, bro. Cause all three of them. Dang, see, I really like Swagger Like Us because I remember the Grammy performance. That's why that joint sticks out to me so much.
All right, last one, and we're going to move on to Guess the Bars. DJ Khaled, what do you think is his biggest? I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm on one always sits in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was just getting out of high school, and I think I had just turned 18. That's like the biggest that I can always think of is I'm on one.
See, that I think that's my favorite Khaled moment. I don't know if it's his biggest just because I feel like the whole up down up down up down.
All I do is win.
I'm not a fan of the record.
Nah, bruh, but he's getting played in every single sports, anything. All I Do Is Win is getting played. It was definitely a reach. All I Do Is Win was definitely a reach. But, dude, he did what he was supposed to do on that.
It's funny because, like, when I first heard the record, I was like, I knew exactly what he was going for. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, it's cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But...
But yeah,
it's not like I was like, oh, this is that shit,
right? Like, yeah, I kind of feel like the same way about that Baby and Drake song he got right now. But we're not gonna talk about that. We're gonna reel it back in. Yeah, let us know who y'all what y'all favorite 2010 songs are.
Right.
In the question of the day, we're gonna move on to the Guess the Bars. Got brought a pen. If you don't know what the Guess the Bars is, we read off some bars and we rate it on the F scale, 5 to 1, fire, ferocious, flat, frisbee, freakle, and talk about it, and yeah, have a great time. Thank you, sir. Here, I'll let you go first since I'm not prepared right now.
No, we not Jamaican, my sir, but we all was robbed, huh? Should've kept my head on a weave and bob. I'd rather be dead than to weep and sob. So we solve any major problem with the quick resolve. Had a squad circle that bitch up. Feelings get involved. Neighborhood on lock. Fuck, we need a cop. That was way back before Reagan passed on a rock. Left us with a needle and a jump shot. Leave them counting seconds on the fingers through the gunshots. Whew. Yeah, I'm gonna give this a ferocious 5. This joint hard, bro. I just like bars, bro. And I feel like I got.
And he had him.
You know what I'm saying?
Type shit.
And there's an attitude too within the bars, so I can appreciate that. crude sex class and things get involved in life. I'm gonna say this is a 2010s rapper, but I don't know who this is. Definitely a lyricist though.
He said Ferocious Fire.
Yeah.
So it's from a song song by Earth Gang.
Sounds right.
And this is specifically from Johnny Venus.
Mm-hmm.
A song called Swivel.
That was off of Earthland or what's the name of the album? It's not coming to me. Something Land. Near Land.
According to Google, it says Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
Oh, the compilation album. Okay. I think it's on both. But yeah, Mirrorland Swivel. Yeah. Yeah, that record was hard. Definitely remember it. I heard it when they dropped the album, Mirrorland. I don't think I heard it when they dropped it on the compilation joint.
A fan of Earth Gang?
Definitely a fan. Shout out to Big Steve. Big Steve's the one that put me on the Earth Gang.
Let me ask you this. What you think? What you like from them from the 2010s? Since we just talked about that.
Oh, that bank. That bank joint is my joint. I don't know their names, but bro was snapping, dog. Like, I was just like, and that joint was kind of turnt too, so. But yeah, fun story. Myself and Big Steve went to Memphis, drove to Memphis, and
watched him perform.
Yep, Cut Earth Gang performing. If you're ever in Memphis, make sure you get the barbecue spaghetti, bro. It sounds like a weird combination. Probably one of the best decisions I made in life, so.
There it is. All right. I'm straight up dismissing, listen. Rappers act so wild and love to profile. Frontin' hard, but they ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on Kane Street, confused to lose, abused, the bruise, the cruise. Who choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Shit. God damn. Confused to lose, abuse and lose, abuse and bruise, the cruise. God damn. Choose to use my name wrong. Okay,
what's going on? Damn. Oh, you adding the ad-libs, bro? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm. Shit is hard. Straight up dissing, dismissing, listening, acting on for a while. Watch this be like Young Berg or something. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street.
Burgers,
right. This is definitely a lyricist. I don't know who this is. I'm fuck it, bro. I'm giving it a fire. This shit was hard. This shit was a fire, bro. I straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, like shit.
It's the fact that folk didn't even curse, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, gave me even more of a reason to fucking give it a fire.
You know what I'm saying? It's like bars.
Yeah,
bro.
That,
like,
shit was nuts. Yeah, that gets a fire for me. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yo,
I'm very intrigued to see who this is, though. Who is this? Please tell. And why is it Soulja Boy?
I ain't gonna lie, I thought I was gonna give it away. It's Big Daddy Kane. Kane Street.
Definitely did.
Smooth operator.
I couldn't even tell you the lyrics. Smooth operator.
Did you play that?
I did not. I totally forgot. That's another thing I had to talk about. But we already passed the bullshit. But yeah, Big Daddy Kane. That is one artist I did want to go back and listen to see. Cause I get the 80s rappers mixed up. Is Big Daddy Kane that came out with Don't Sweat the Technique, or is that Rakim?
I want to say that was Rakim.
Yeah, I get them all mixed up. I get them all mixed up.
But, I mean, that was the classic, you know, Big Daddy Kane versus Rakim kind of.
Really?
So, like, when I talk to, like, older folk, like, they would, that's always, like, the debate, you know.
Who's better, Kane or?
Yeah, Kane or Rakim. And then folks would always diss Kane because they're, like, you know, they will call him soft because he used to wear, I guess, like the fresh, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tight, like, and like, oh, yeah. He on that lady soft shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he could spit though. Yeah. You dig? And so,
right.
Rakim, it was viewed as like, that was
the
more
gut,
like
the streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, for the F with more that shit stuff. They rock with Rakim.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, we might have to do that, bro. Go take a listen to both of them, man, on some old school, you know, vibe.
I would definitely be. Fucking, let's do it.
Bitch, I'm turned up.
Alrighty.
Don't need me no boo. Do it solo, don't need me a group. She want her a chocolate ninja. She keep on telling me that I'm cute. They better go and get top for a ninja. Ninjas ain't effing with me in the booth. Alright.
Hello.
That's quite a difference from that fire verse from Kane. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you ain't never lie.
We see how rap has changed and evolved, you know.
Boy, has it ever.
Well. Showing some legs. I was gonna say it was Waka Flocka, but I don't know. Waka Flocka is not really chocolate complexion.
Nah, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know who this is. This is gonna get it's gonna get a frisbee flat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's blunt, all right, which is kind of entertaining, but it doesn't do
right.
This joint is just interesting because if you were to think about it, like, just not like a rap thing, like just talking, you know, wise, you know what I'm saying? He's just like. I'm turned up. I don't need a boo. I don't need no group. I can do it myself. And, he's just give
mad.
Me top.
Why are you so mad?
I'm a chocolate fine dude that all the women want. Like,
so mad. Why is he so angry?
They can't mess with me in the boo. You know what I'm saying?
He's so mad. He said you have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. I'll say he's a Southern rapper. That'd be my guess.
Well, you get a point. So that was the baby. That was off of a song called Syracuse.
Oh, look at this guy.
What?
That, man.
Oh, you like that song?
Nah, you said it's called what?
Syracuse. Is that not what it's called?
Yeah, it's my alma mater, man.
Syracuse. What is that? Was that high school?
Syracuse University, man. Oh, that's
dude. College, I don't pay attention to college, dude.
I went to, man.
Oh, you know, cool. I'm happy for you, bro.
It says Syracuse, man. You know.
I hope that's the name of it. I just named some shit, but yeah, that's what it looked like it was called. But yeah, that's the name of it. I ever heard of Syracuse by the way.
That's
bro? That's your alma mater, bro. How you not
like a mixtape record though? What was that off of? Baby Talk or something?
Nah, I think White Bush, and I think that was off of this new shit. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, am I just late?
Yeah, that's off the him and Young Boy. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to run through that one. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And you not fucking with Young Boy and Baby, bro. Lonely baby.
That's one that has to be taken in portions, I feel like. Because
fucking Young Boy, that's why.
Yeah, Young Boy.
That, bro, have you heard that hit song? That shit is like, bruh, it's like someone like hitting you like right here just every time. Hit, 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 hit. I'm like, wow. Like, who okayed this in the booth?
Young boy, bro.
Anyway, let's see what we got.
Atlantic Records said, just make as many songs as you can, young boy.
All right, let's see. She seen me in a drop top 430 downtown Eaton in Houston. Caught a flat tire. I had to leave it in Houston. And then I ran out of gas in the blue GT. The next week, I went and copped the new GT. All right, he has some catching up to do. So nah, balling, what they call it. They call it living the life. And you can't help me spend it, pimping, if you ain't getting it right. Hey, listen, if you was getting what I be getting tonight, you two would be high as a kite blowing dro on a flight. Oh, I'm G4ing it by myself, but a commercial, I feel like I have heard this before. She seen me drop down to Houston. Okay. It's not ringing a bell. Caught a flat tire. Oh, yeah. He flex talking right now. I mean, I don't appreciate him rhyming Houston with Houston and GT to GT. Yeah, I feel like this is, I feel like we on the same boat, bro, because this is like, fuck, I don't know, that Houston and Houston, the GT, GT really fucked me up, bro. I'm gonna give that a frisbee, I'm gonna give this a frisbee. I'm gonna give this to a southern rapper, because this just sound like some southern, it sound like some southern shit. I don't know who this is. I'm gonna say somewhere between the 2000s and the 2010s. Yeah, somewhere between the 2000s, mid 2000s, and somewhere in the 2010s. But yeah,
very accurate. This is T.I.'s verse on I Got Money, Jeezy, the Jeezy record. I'm inspiration.
Okay, so I don't know this.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah,
never heard of this before. So cool.
Apparently, that's another writer favorite. So.
Really? Never heard it.
Yeah.
Old school. Then again, inspiration, I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely a drop off from 101.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure, bro. You went a little more, you know, a little more mainstream with it, you know, sound wise.
Definitely.
I still enjoyed it, though.
Of course you do.
Jumping off from on the stage, throwing bows like Johnny Cage. All my ninjas starting riots, knocking down the barricade. Ellenwood, we be too deep, and MLB is too elite. Flawless ninjas, lawless, you'll be jawless getting close to me. Well, I like that.
You get, you know, my bad. I'm sorry. My bad.
Wait, you said what?
I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
What happened, Tommy?
No, I was literally just about to say the lyrics. I just in my head, I was about to say the lyrics. My bad. Go ahead.
I was just saying, crime mob, man. You know what I'm saying?
So you get double points if you can tell me who that is.
I gotta remember which verse this was. Oh, yeah, my bad. Just to clarify, crime mob, Nucky V Buck.
You said that. Oh.
I didn't say Nucky V Buck.
You did say Nucky V Buck. I thought you did. I don't know. We'll listen to the recording. But,
this is verse 3. Is it verse 3?
Well, if we're counting, like, the people, then I think he is, like, the third person, I think, going.
This is after the hook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jumping off a monastery, throwing bows at Johnny K. Like, This is not Lil J.
It is not.
Yeah, it's not Lil J. It's not Lil J. It's not Diamond. It's not Princess. It's not Killer C. Dang it, what is his name? He's the tallest one with the dreads.
It's all good, bro. You don't want them points. It's all good. So when was the first time you heard that?
Bro, I can't even remember that man's name, bro. He's dark skinned, hella tall with the dreads.
But I'm pretty sure you remember the first time you heard it though.
Dang it, so I can't remember what his name is. He's the only member I can't remember. Of course I know the unknown.
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? He says his name in it. M-I-G, we way too deep.
Of course, M-I-G. It's because what kind of name is that? M-I-G, bro. That is such
a... What does that stand for?
That's what I'm saying.
No one knows.
I have no idea.
Oh, damn.
We got to look that up.
We got to look that up. Because
I'm like...
Is that the one that was the pedophile?
No. Killer C was the pedophile. I think he had like the last verse on the song.
Oh. Anybody make a false move, body on the floor. That one?
Yeah.
Ain't never been no lame.
Nah.
You about to get your wig split.
Yeah, I think so. If I'm not mistaken, I think so.
He the last one.
When I first hear that, I'm not gonna lie, I think it's BET, bro. I saw it on the video and I was just like, damn. The way they shot this was like, just like, you tell that joint was hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it was like kind of, was it black and white, the video?
Kind of, sort of. It wasn't like, necessarily. Kinda, yeah, it was like grainy.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it was on purpose grainy. Like, right. It wasn't right. Like low quality, like BET uncut.
That like, touch to it though.
It made it more raw. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So I was like, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I think BET, watching the video, man, that I don't think I ever heard it on the radio. And
in Seattle, really?
I listen to the radio a lot. So I can't.
I was gonna say because it was definitely playing on the radio in Cali.
Yeah, I'm sure it was playing on the radio. I just wasn't listening to the radio. Yeah, radio like that.
I hear you.
So my only means of getting music was still Rap City and Six Park MTV. Right.
I feel that. All right, let's see. Shit's real and I just begun. So many ladies wanna share my tongue. Hello. A man, this life of mine, we in the lead. We ain't pressed for time. So the bottle gonna pop, then my record's gonna spin. Then them hoes gonna jock. Ain't no telling how my night might end. The nightlife and the bright light swagging hard in my Concord. You at the bottom, we the top dogs. We get high in them elevators. I feel like you like left something off. I feel like he had like a rhyme after like elevators. Shit's real. So many ladies want to share my tongue. Oh man, this life of mine. We get high in them elevators. So I feel like I've heard this, but I feel like I would remember to share my tongue. But get high in them as them elevators. I don't know. It's not like the us, man, a life of mine. When we leave, we ain't pressed for time. Oh, is he saying records gonna spin? Is that how he said spin? Is this a Southern artist? There's got to be a Southern artist. He rhyme lead with spin. Cause there's nothing else. Cause time doesn't rhyme with jock, and spin doesn't rhyme with jock either. So it's got to be lead and spin. So I'm gonna assume
spinning in.
Spin in where?
In.
In? Where's in?
I don't tell you how my night might end.
In. Okay. So, what about lead and time? Like, they're just sitting there, like, it's weird. Don't start rapping it, because then I'm eventually get it. But, or no, you must know I'm not going to get this. So, I'm going to just assume this is a Southern artist. I'm going to go with...
I'm trying to play without myself.
What the fuck?
I haven't
Stop. Okay. Southern artist. I'm gonna give this a flat frisbee.
Oh, I didn't even rate the crime mob joint. That joint was ferocious, by the way, bro.
Oh damn, we didn't.
Ferocious.
Yeah, we're sorry for that.
For the crime mob verse.
We're sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a flat frisbee. I don't know. I'm gonna just give it to a Southern artist, because I'm assuming he tried to rhyme lead with spin, and it's not good for me. But who we got? Go ahead and look up Google, because apparently you don't even know who this is.
So this is a West Coast artist, California to be exact.
Lord have mercy. Now I feel really bad. But go ahead.
This is a Schoolboy Q, Hell of a Night.
Oh, okay, so I don't feel bad, because did I listen to that album? I feel like I listened to it once. I didn't. This song kind of vanilla too, ain't it? Yeah, okay. I think there was a reason why I didn't hear it. I don't remember it. Okay, that's the one that's go. It's a hell of a night. Go. I think it's
something. I just know that it was using like commercials and NBA playoffs and
didn't know that.
You know, and
when
I heard the album, I was like, man,
not impressed.
It's not really for me, bro.
Not impressed. Like,
this is one of vanilla joints.
Not
real.
Impressed. But I'll say the first time I heard it was probably the album.
Yeah. I feel like stripping while I'm dancing on the couch. Boys throwing money at me while they grabbing on their crotch. I'm holding that bottle like an Ace of Spades model. Champagne in my veins, even put it in my douche bottle. This rosé got me wanting to freak out. He's sweating crazy like he pulling the sheets out. Red flag, turn his spouse in the deep south. So this is gonna get a flat. I mean, the rhymes were straight, but what Shawty talking about, like, it didn't really do much to, you know, do much for me. But yeah, it was cool, you know. I'm trying to think what type of record this is. I don't know. It doesn't really give me a club vibe for real. So, I don't know. Maybe Shaw's just popping her joint. I'm going to say this is a 2015's and after artist. I don't know who this is. So.
This is actually hilarious, because you're like completely off.
Oh, snap.
So, you said it's not a club record. It actually is a club record.
It's a club record.
2015, no, it's like late 2000s, I don't remember
late
which year,
okay.
But you're all right, it is a female, thankfully. So Lil' Kim is off of Pop Champagne,
really?
Yes, Pop Champagne, okay. The remix, I don't know if you ever heard Pop Champagne, the remix, yes, song. Well, this is her verse off Pop Champagne, the remix,
okay,
so yes, this was a club record.
When did Put Your Lighters Up come out? That was
2005 or 2006.
That was definitely 2005.
It was 2005 or 6. I remember that because they were playing it on the music videos when I had first moved down here. So I remember I seen that song a lot.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I ever listened to Lil' Kim after that album.
Put Your Lighters Up?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
So I didn't even know she was on doing features and stuff.
Yeah, I think Pop Champagne Remix was... Busta Rhymes, her, and Ludacris, if I'm correct.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like it's just Busta Rhymes, Lil' Kim. I don't know. It's something like that. But let's see what we got. sometimes I speak and I feel like it ain't my words. Like I'm just a vessel channeling inside of this universe. I feel my ancestors unrested inside of me. It's like they want me to shoot my chance in changing society. But how do I go about it? Tell me where I start. My destiny rerouted when I choose to follow heart. You told to follow suit, but tell me what it do for you. Except weigh you down. Now you trapped inside a cubicle they built for us. It's these endings. Like, he's talking about something, and it's cool. It's obviously a club record.
Yeah, bro. Turns up, man.
Lit on couches, bro. But,
sometimes I speak, and I feel it.
Right next to Anti the Menace, bro. If I were to guess, I'd probably say one of those lyrical 2010 artists. Either late 2000s or early 2010 artist. I want to say Lupe. I want to say Lupe Fiasco. I'm going to give this a flat. Because it's kind of flat. Like, there's no... Like, he's talking about something, and it's cool. And I can appreciate that. But I'd probably give it, like, a flat point. 2-1.
Got you. This is Joey Badass. Land of the Free.
Makes a lot of sense.
It came out in 2017. You know that record?
No. I think I can honestly say I've listened to a couple, like maybe like two or three Joey Badass songs.
Man, does nothing for me. Didn't do much for me.
Doesn't do nothing for me. Doesn't do much for me.
I spent $25,000 on her titties. They took her ass fat right out of her belly. I want some diamonds. I want some baguettes. Eliance calling every time I'm ready. Off a couple bars, I don't need a medic. If I did it, then I meant it and I said it. I don't know. This feel like a Southern artist. I'll even say an Atlanta artist. And I'm gonna give it a Frisbee flat.
Not impressed.
He wants diamonds, he wants baguettes, Eliance calling. He's off the bars. Did it, minute, said it. Yeah, it doesn't really do too much for him, you know. Flexing on them.
Right. And you said a Southern artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll give you a point of a point of a point of a point. So, like a 0.00001. Because, no, this isn't a Southern artist. However, this artist was influenced by Southern artists. This is Roddy Ricch. Mm. This is off of a song called Thailand. Have you heard Thailand?
Alright, track one, wasn't?
No, track one is the best song on that album.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Track you done be living like this for the rest of our life. But,
it's like track two.
Maybe two or three, some yeah, shit, yeah.
It was on that top.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm not gonna lie. I really didn't give that album a chance, bro.
Well,
I feel like I listened to it like once and like didn't like ever go back to it, bro.
Because I mean, there's no substance in it. There's no substance in it. I gave it a second listen. I've listened to the songs a couple times. It's no substance in it. But
like, did the music sound good? Like,
I mean, it sounded all right. Like, but that's what I'm saying. The name. That's why I gave it a pass because the song is called. I mean, the album's called Live Fast.
Right.
And it just sounds like he's just doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I give that album.
Well, let me ask you, did anything stick for you?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
He's just doing shit.
And it's just
yeah. Okay. And he could do that because he's just flexing. He's just flexing. Right. He's buying titties, buying cars.
Buying titties.
Fucking. like, just doing shit. In the club, drinking, smoking, having a good time, partying, fucking, killing.
Yeah, that's
it's just a whole bunch of shit. Like, he's just doing a whole bunch of shit. He living the rock star life. Like, and right. Nothing is supposed to really, like,
yeah.
It just is what it is. That's why I give it a pass. But
I think I did enjoy this. If I had to listen back, I think this was one of the ones I did appreciate off the album. Bump
to Thailand. I think that was the name. I think that was the one.
Yeah, bro. I don't remember that album really at all, bro. I'm like,
exactly. What? That's what I'm saying. I think that's the point, though.
That's the point. That's what he's going for.
I think so. Because it's called Live Fast. Right. It's just, you're not supposed to. Like, I feel.
I guess it was just such a.
Now if he were to call it like Please Excuse My Anti-Socialness 2, then I'd be disappointed.
What do you think, Turn Up? Like, because I mean, I guess he wasn't. Was he really? I mean, he definitely did have some substance on the first one, man.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
Well, a lot more than the second one.
And it was the melodies from the first one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, damn, that's hit hard. So,
yeah. But all right, last but not least, if he fucking with me, then he know he gonna wait. Pussy finger licking good, I mix it with Obey. Nigga acting like he a player when he really just a play. It's some hoes in this house and they going through your safe. Ah. Hands on your knees, bitch, bust it back. A. Through your tights, you see this pussy's fat, A. Through them pockets, I can see niggas' racks, A. Ain't no money-making, bitch, no cap, A. Hottest out, but you already knew that. Even if I brought him to you, you still couldn't get your boo back. So, this is Megan Thee Stallion. Simon Says.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll give it a flat. Flattish for fur. Like a flat fur. I can give it a fur because like I know this song and I know the intensity like in her voice when she's like saying this. Right. So it's a cool record. I forgot when the fuck I heard this album. I mean, I heard this song, but
yeah.
This is just one of those examples to me, like, has nothing to do with Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. This is one of these examples of how I can still say that no matter what year it is, Juicy J can jump on a feature and it just be like, oh, it's Juicy J.
Never lost a step. Man.
Never, ever, ever, ever. But,
I think he produced the record, so.
Yeah. That's probably how he hopped on it. But, yeah. But yeah, that was Guess the Bars. Up next, we got the Hall of Fame, right? Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm just gonna apologize in advance. Don't remember what the shit was. I do remember that you won though. It was the Carlton dance. That's the only thing I remember. That's the And you know what's funny? The only reason why I even remember it is because I actually posted it on the Hall of Fame chart. Like forever. I'm telling you, bro, that project shit be throwing, yeah.
Throw everything off.
But so Mr. Winner again, I feel like you like completely like thrash me this whole like year. Like I have not. I think I won like once. And as a matter of fact, I think the only times I really won was when like it was like other people like Steve won. If we go back, it's a lot of you got a lot of them, dude. But go ahead. Who's going first, bro?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Let's see, I think, what do I want to nominate for the Hall of Fame? I'm gonna nominate Allen Iverson for the Hall of Fame, man.
I feel like this was coming eventually.
I felt like this was coming eventually. Why?
Well, because every time we end up talking about basketball, Allen Iverson always comes up. It always comes up. Yeah. Since we're doing that, out of curiosity, why are we putting?
Allen Iverson is always gonna be like a. Because I don't think that he was necessarily. Like, growing up, if you would ask me who my favorite player was, I don't think I would say him. But now that I look back on it, he definitely was, like, one of my favorite players. And then there's so many different moments that are tied in with him that, like, a lot of people will be like, oh, it's not good. Why did you end up getting braids? Like, you want to look like Jeremy Lin or whatever? And it's like... Nah, the inspiration was really Allen Iverson. You know what I'm saying? Because I always thought he had, like, the dopest braid styles and all that. And I never knew that was possible with my hair. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was like, dang, that's dope. And then his tattoo was, he had a joint that said, only the strong will survive or something like that. And I don't know, that always like was like something that I always kept in mind, like growing up. And then I think it's also his stature. Like, he wasn't the tallest dude
or the biggest out there,
you know what I'm saying? Right. But he was still, he had kind of like a warrior mentality, like on the court, you know what I'm saying? That's how I always carried myself, like on the basketball court. Like, I didn't really care, like how big or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always going to come, like.
You always coming with it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why when I was balling with, like, football players, like, you know, and obviously, you know, little old me, you know, they just go up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting, you know, but I didn't care, bro. Like, I was still going to, you know, contest the shot. Like, I didn't care how big these folk was, you know.
Keeping it gangster.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, but, and then another thing is when I got his autograph, like, before a game, like, I nearly died. So, yeah, bro, I was getting crushed against, like, you know how they go in the tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
And they have that railing?
Right.
Like, I was getting crushed, like, because so many people were trying to get it, like, you know, because one thing about, like, basketball players, like superstars like that, they don't usually sign autographs. They usually just warm up and go in. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, that's another thing that I respect about him, was he was like the only superstar that actually like signed like everybody's like joint.
Sit there and,
you know what I'm saying? That showed a lot, like even more so than the skills on the basketball court.
What was it?
What you mean?
The autograph. What did he autograph?
Oh, it's just like the little, you know, like the roster, you know, that little pamphlet.
Do you still have it?
I ain't gonna lie, I lost it in the shuffle, man. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, it might be at the house, though. I gotta check, but,
Okay, that's what's up, bro. So,
yeah, that's what's up. I always respect him, man.
That's what's up. Well, I'm gonna take it completely left.
Oh, snap.
And, cause bro, like this is something like, and like I always say in all the other episodes, if you know DJ Turnup, you know, he likes stupid shit. So I'm browsing through Instagram, one random ass day. And I see this post on like the popular page and it's like, OMG, SoundCloud rappers just come up with anything now. And bro, when I opened that damn post and I heard the song, I nearly died. Like, I nearly like just passed out of like how stupid this shit was, to the point that I was like, you know what, bro, you earn a follow from me, bro. You got it. And granted, he's just being stupid. He obviously isn't being serious, but bro, it's just, bro, every time it's funny. Every time I send shit to Alvin, he'll either just read it or be like, man, get this bullshit out of my face. But dog, when I tell you, he was crying. Like, I knew when Alvin laughs, it's sincere. Because, like, he really thinks it's funny. Anything else, he'd be like, man, get this bullshit out of my face. But, bruh. Dude, like, this shit was so funny. So, My nominee for the TNT podcast is You Know Miles. So before you give Allen Iverson your vote, go find him on Instagram. You Know Miles. Go check him out. Listen to a couple of his songs. And then think about it before you just immediately go for Allen Iverson. Take a second. Go find him on Instagram. You Know Miles. I think it's Y-U-N-O Miles. And just listen to a couple songs and you'll get it. You Know Miles. So, You Know Miles versus Allen Iverson. We're going to put it on the story tomorrow. And yeah, we'll go. We'll go from there. I gotta let you hear a couple songs, but we're at the
song of the day.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've been waiting for this one. I have, and now we're here. So my song of the day is a special song to me. Because I put a couple people on to this song, and it was a kind of an unreleased song, but like at the time, like it's not that I didn't care for it, but there were other songs that were better than it. So like, I don't know, I didn't really like
put on the back.
Yeah, kind of got put on the back burner. But like, if it ever came on, I was like, oh yeah, this is still my shit. Like, right. But it's not really a lot of information on this song because this is like I said, it's unreleased joint. But fuck it. I'm just go ahead and say it. My song of the day is Trey Songz, Jonah Austin.
Mama, let's go.
Never Enough Time, dude. Okay, so this is my hip hop early days. It was just a random ass day, and I don't even remember if it had Three Flames or A Flame. I just remember I gave it a chance because it was Trey Songz. And Trey Songz was, you know, at the time, my dude. I was, you know, Trey Songz. Anything Trey Songz put out, released or unreleased, like single track or a track off an album, like I'm gonna listen to it. And sure enough, I heard it, I was stuck immediately. And so, like I said, there were other songs that I used to like at more than that, but like, so it kind of got cut on the back burner. But like, as I got older, like, and I started putting other folks onto the song, I valued the song a lot more because I'm like, okay, so I'm not tripping. This song is not actually hard.
Not at all.
So as you can see, Tanaka is one of those people I put onto the song. And so like, bruh, okay, so like I said, if you're into R&B, if you're into real deal R&B that's gonna, you know, twingle with your nerves a little bit, your emotional glands, go ahead, check that song out. What's interesting about the song, when I first heard it, because I've always heard of Jonah Austin,
well,
but
tell me this, what year was it?
2012. It was like 2011, 2012, probably like end of 2011 or 2012, but I always wonder where Jonah Austin was in the song, because I heard him on the Bow Wow songs, but I never really paid attention to him.
Right.
I always kind of thought he was somebody else.
Like background vocals.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, every time I hear this song, when he goes to the chorus,
right.
I wish money could buy me time. I always thought it was Trey Songz, but I thought he, like, lost his voice. Because if you listen to it, it still kind of sounds like Trey Songz. But then I feel like I looked up the lyrics, and then I seen that it said Jonah Austin. Right. I ain't money, you got me time.
Right.
So I was like, oh, so this is Jonah Austin.
Right.
Not knowing that, you know, Jonah Austin is really that nigga.
Shout out to the verses with Neil.
That started everything. Didn't that really kind of just start everything? Because
that shed a lot of light on what he like. Who he is, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a lot of folk really knew who bro was.
Including me. Like, at this time, I knew who he was because I remember he made a lot of Bow Wow stuff on the back end.
Right.
Like, when he started turning, like, an adult, like, 16, 17, 18. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I didn't really know a lot about Jonah Austin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to that Versus, because I definitely didn't know about all those songs he wrote.
Right.
He has a lot of songs that he wrote, but,
And that's another thing about him is he a lot of Trey Songz's work is like credited to him. Like, I think most of a lot of Ready was written by John Austin.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I'm assuming this record this was he definitely wrote, written by him. Him
probably.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, that man. See, shout out to Turner. That joint is really like, man, just hit the soul for real. And then it's such a real record. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's something that we always, you know, battle with is time.
Time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Like,
so the fact that it's a, you know, classy R&B record, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, sincere, you know?
Very much so. Man. Very much so. Like, this is like... Like you said, bro, I can't. You just kind of put it in a nutshell, bro. It's just just always battling for time. And, like, it's just a vibe. I might play that joint tonight, bro. Man. I might go ahead and throw it to him tonight.
Need that.
Shout out the homie.
Oh, yeah, Bubukar, man. Yeah.
Shout out
Bubukar in the spot, man.
Yeah, shout him out. Yeah, never enough time in the day. If you into some real R&B that's relatable, and you know, not always talking about fucking bitches getting money, you know. Right. Go ahead, check out Never Enough Time, Jonah Austin, Trey Songz. I don't know if this song is any, I don't know if it's on Spotify or anything. I know it's on YouTube for sure.
Yeah, but definitely say YouTube.
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they released that one.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever released it, and I'm not gonna lie. If I ever talk to Trey Songz, I'd be like, bro, why the fuck did you never release this, bro? What's going on?
Oh,
what happened?
Oh, God, man.
Probably some label
didn't
shit.
Didn't even make a mixtape or anything.
Right. Man. It's just loose. Yeah. Yeah, Trey Songz. Trey Songz. Check it out.
Yep. Trey Songz.
Trey Songz and John Austin. Turn up song of the day. That's turn up song of the day. So.
Yes, sir.
We're going. So how we doing the album of the day today, my boy? Are we picking?
Go ahead,
you know what, bro? I'm not even gonna eeny meeny mighty mo it. I'm gonna give the writers what they want.
What they want.
Go ahead, give it to them. Jeezy, let's get it. Let's get it, bro. Jeezy, let's get it. Thug Motivation 101. Go ahead, give it to him, Tanaka. I know you've been ready, bro. He's trying to take it off. I'm dead. Is it gonna come off, bro? I ain't trying to knock it down to you.
Look, I got the wrong.
Right, I see. That's a classic too.
You know. But yeah, there it go, man. You know what I'm saying? The classic, you know, classic Snowman, Jeezy, dude. You know. All the youngins that, you know, never got to see this.
They don't know what this is. They used to have booklets with like they would take pictures, and they would sometimes they would have lyrics in there. Exactly. They would have like his like the, who he's trying to thank, who he's thanking and all that.
And we got the classic upcoming releases. Yeah, you want to run through
right.
who's up next?
Slick Puller, USDA, Lil Will, Blood Raw. Y'all better check out. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Dang, that's crazy looking back on that, because bruh, we never got a Slick Puller album, man.
Yeah, we didn't. They got the Blood Raw though.
I talked to anyway, quick diversion. I had a passenger who was talking about rap or whatever, and I guess Slick Puller was like one of his partners or whatever.
Oh wow.
And so I was like, yeah, man, like, dang, bro, we never got an album. He's like, yeah, he just went to jail so many times, you know, that kept effing him up, you know, so. But let's get it. Thug Motivation 101. This is interesting because I was in the record store, you know what I'm saying? I was at Tower Records, and I had a decision to make. Because there was this album, there was another album that had dropped. But, bro, once I saw that, so, damn, I feel old talking about CDs.
Just oh my God, you know get saying? It together.
But, you know how they used to have little decals on the front that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, featuring the hit singles, Go Crazy. And then
I feel like you told this, but yeah, go ahead, tell it again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has a little snowman. Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro. Like, normally it just be like little words, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But the fact that there was like a whole snowman and then, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's you appreciated that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that detail, the aesthetic. So, yeah, I had to roll with it. And then on top of that, you know, Jeezy was killing the game, bro. Like, I remember, you know, them boys with Boys in the Hood was going crazy, like, just on all the video, you know, stations and all that. And, man, I didn't know what to expect from this Jeezy project, but I was definitely rocking with And Then What, Trap Star, like, you know what I'm saying? So, when I listened to the album, that was another one of the moments, bro. You know how I told you about Flockavelli? I listened to it, I was like, oh snap, bro. Like, this joint is crazy. Like, and I don't know. In my mind, it always felt like a dark album. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in terms of, like, the mood of the album. So, I don't know. I used to always relate to it because, you know, when I was going to school, I had to wake up, like, hella early in the morning, and I had to walk up like this big ass hill, and so it was, you know, it just was dark outside, you know, when I went to go catch the bus and all that. So I don't know, just listening to the having that thug motivation in the headphones, you know,
walking in the dark,
even mm-hmm. walking in the dark, starting off my day like that, that was, you know, that was everything, bro. So but yeah, if we were to run through the track list, I mean, go ahead and touch on it, Turner. What were some of your? I'm interested here. What were some of your records?
Interesting enough. I'm gonna be that person. Never heard this album all the way through.
Okay.
Never. That's fair. I feel like I should though. Eventually, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna listen to Thug Motivation 101. You got to, but no. Okay, so. This was fresh. This is like probably not fresh, but so looking at the release, I was a month. I was a month into Georgia. Brand new. Didn't know. Like, I may have seen Jeezy like on like probably from Boys in the Hood, but I feel like I seen Jeezy first. Mm-hmm. Like, and then what, Soul Survivor, like the videos.
What?
And of course, this is around the time I'm like 12. My mom, even if I did want this, my parents weren't giving me this album. But my but my uncle, shout out Tommy, my step uncle, he lived with us at the time, and I would hear him play the album every so often. Word. With the songs I would hear him play a lot. I'm trying to think. Last of a Dying Breed was one of them. Word. Bottom of the Map. Bang, of course. Oh, Bang. He used to kill that song. Trap or Die. And it's funny, I actually never knew whose song was what at the time. Yeah. I just remember hearing. So, with Last of a Dying Breed, I just always remember hearing, if you feel like me. I would always remember that. Bottom of the Map. What was it from Bottom of the Map? I think it just may have been the beat.
You ever made the connection that dude on Last of a Dying Breed is the same dude on Icy?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's Lil Will?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I learned that later on, but yeah, that apparently that was the same guy.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bang, the connection to me was, of course, the Peace Up, A-Town Down, because right. that was, you heard it from Usher, so it was Peace right. Up, A-Town, oh, okay. Trap or Die was, okay, and then another one was the other two was Tear It Up and That's How You Feel. Trap or Die, I always remember because of I remember Trap or Die because of the intro. Mm. Jeez, I know you gonna let this shit go down like this, nigga. You and motherfucking ad-lib. Buy your motherfucking ad-lib. Buy your motherfucking style.
Shawty Low intros is hard, bro.
You mean Shawty Red?
Or Shawty Red, my fault. I'm over here. Shawty Red intros is hard, bro. Because he had the same joint on You Know What It Is. And that's like one of my favorite records off of Inspiration.
Inspiration.
You know.
Yeah. He definitely set the tone with that little speech in the beginning. Yeah, so Tear It Up, always remember because it was just such a different record.
Yeah.
Like, it's like different from like, it's like the sore thumb in the whole album. Like, right. I might have to play that tonight too. But, yeah, and I think I remember that because it was so different. And then on top of that, it was the intro, the cheesy. Yo, what up? I'm in the streets, where you think I'm at? Oh my god. But yeah.
Did they have like the Nextel chirp with the phone?
I wanna say they did. Yeah. Yeah, what up? I wanna say they did. But nah. So okay, so I'll say as of right now, like right now. Damn. No, you know what? I'll give them back then first. Of course, the singles were the ones that I heard. Then what? Go Crazy, My Hood, Soul Survivors. The one they were playing on the radio, I feel like the most was Go Crazy. Mm. Go Crazy, I feel like, was the one that was killing the radio. My personal favorites back then was probably And Then What, and maybe Trap or Die. Mm. as of now... My favorite is goddamn Thug, the intro, the intro, and then what? Last of a Dime. Well, Last of a Dime is cool. Last of a Dime is cool. My Hood, Bottom of the Map, Trap Star, Bang, Trap or Die, Air Forces. Yeah. Like, you can't go wrong with any of those. Right. If I were to pick one from out of all those, I'd probably say Bottom of the Map. Because I feel like Bottom of the Map is like... I feel like it's that. Did you ever watch Friday the 13th?
Oh, no.
Jason Voorhees, he'd have a joint where like you can't see him, right. But with like when he's lurking, you hear ch-ch-ch-ch. Like you would hear that. Right. And that's what that intro reminds me of. Mm. It's like you can hear it coming.
Damn, bro. I might have to play that after this podcast episode, man. That's one.
Boom! Hey! Like, oh, it's coming. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my take off of the Motivation 101.
Bro, I can honestly let this whole album ride, dog. It's no issue, man.
No issue.
You know what I'm saying? It's no issue. And it's crazy because, like, to this day, like, I haven't gotten tired of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, last night when I was in the street, I was on the Jeezy. I just was bumping hella Jeezy last night, you know, so. Yeah, man, honestly, Trap Star was probably, and then what in Trap Star was probably like my joints I was really effing with, for real. But as I've gotten older and appreciated this thing known as bass, and Air Force definitely was like a favorite of mine too. But yeah, as I gotten older, you know, it just makes me appreciate the album that much more. You
right.
know what I'm saying, especially other records. And yeah, Bang was always a favorite. But that was one of those that I always thought that I was like the only one that liked that record. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody else knew that joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I like just how he brought like the west side with T.I. and then the east side with Scrappy and then brought everybody together, you know, for that joint. But yeah, honestly, bruh, like, you can't go wrong. If you really into trap music and really the essentials, you know, in the history of trap music, like, it's the Motivation, man. It's something different. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely check it out, man. This is Atlanta. This really, it's really just a classic.
This is definitely an Atlanta staple.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so. Yeah, like, I think just at the time, it was just like all the timing. You know, he was heating up the streets. The buzz was building. And then to drop something like this, it just all like, it was like a perfect formula that came together. And,
I'm looking at some of these producers. Midnight Black, you know who that is?
Yeah, yeah, Midnight Black. He actually produced like a lot of.
Shout out Skittles checking in.
One time for Skittles for sure.
Tay,
what to do? Midnight Black, he produced a lot of records that like were album cuts that I effed with personally. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because. I met somebody who had come into contact with, bro.
With Midnight Black?
Yeah, so it was this white dude, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've done some, like, acting or whatever. And, it was funny because he was like, yeah, you know, I was acting for, like, this music producer, or he was shooting some video or something, and I was a cop. And I was like, oh, who's the producer? And he's like, oh, this dude, Midnight Black. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. He's like, you do? You know who that is? Like, I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, dude. He thought he was the hottest shit ever. Like, he was. Yeah. So anyway. But, yeah. So I'm definitely familiar with Midnight Black. So, yeah, man. There it is, man. Album of the day. Let's get it, Thug Motivation 101. Can't ban the snowman, bro. The snowman t-shirts were going crazy back in the day.
Nuts. They weren't even able to wear them in school.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. They just got banned from school a lot. Like, we couldn't wear them shit. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't a big Jeezy fan anyway. So, like, this is definitely my game era.
Right.
Like, you couldn't tell me shit about the game. Right. So, what we always ask around this time. I'm assuming you've heard all the Jeezy albums. This is number one. Oh, not 104, bro. Let me stop. All right, but yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I figured this would be one, but yeah.
Definitely mine.
Yeah. So, cool. Let's see what we got. All right. DJ Talk, right?
Yep.
DJ Talk. So, Tanaka, I got a question for you.
We got to turn up.
Hard drives or eternal drives? Which one are you putting your music on? Let me be more specific for my people that don't understand. Yeah, so, there's the thing us DJs do, well, some of us do, where they'll put all of their music on... Let's say this is a hard drive, this thing, and they connect it to their computer. And there are some DJs which just put their music on their computer, just directly on the hard drive. Where do you stand, sir? Where do you stand, my good sir?
So the question is DJing-wise. So if I'm DJing...
You can take it in any perspective.
What I do is I keep all my music on my computer, but I also have hella hard. I have like two or three hard drive backups of that music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm worried like if my computer were to ever crash, I would need my library. So that's why I gotta have the hard drive. But then I'm not bold enough to goddamn. Had the hard drive connected and be DJing because in case that joint gets unplugged and the party is just, you feel me? Like, nah, I don't trust this. So I kind of do the best of both worlds type of thing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I choose to just keep all my music on my computer, bro, because I don't want to go through all that, like, unplugged hard drive joint. I don't trust. I'd be paranoid, bro, so, you know.
I feel you, bro. Like, honestly and truthfully, I feel you because, bro, okay, so with my perspective, you literally took the words right out of my mouth. I have all of my shit on my computer, and then like what I do, I know like once a month I may like just update it. I may update because you know you get more music. You know you gotta you know just to make sure if my shit gets stolen or if something happens to my computer where I can't access that, I don't have to start all the way over. But I know there are some people that do the little hard drive thing where they just feel like, I don't know. I know. I think Drip does that. DJ Drip. Does he do that? I feel like I've heard him say that.
I know you said Black Label was one of the ones that you saw right here.
Shout out to DJ Black Label. Yeah. He is a fucking genius, bro. I would have never thought about that until I seen that. Yes. That's why y'all see this Velcro right here. Black Label is a genius. Salute to Black Label. So yeah, when I do have my hard drive on me, I'll put it on the Velcro. And so like if I have to move somewhere, I like just whoop.
Right.
I ain't gotta worry about it dangling or, you know, cause with Windows, like if you unplug a hard drive, it's less likely that you're gonna lose anything, but you know, you never wanna be too sure. So I know with Macs is that joint is dangerous. Like you better eject that bitch before you. But you know,
right?
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna play no games.
You ain't gonna here to play no games. You already know my name. So let me ask you this: let's just add a third. Do you do the cloud?
No, don't trust the cloud. Not one bit. No. You know what I'm saying? That folks tried to tell me about that. Said I ain't going, bro.
I ain't going.
Call me old school, man, but I need the. You know
I need
saying?
It on me. I know. I feel you, bro.
You
I don't.
Know what I'm saying like I'm not trusting the Wi-Fi to connect Hell to the no. cloud and this, that, and the third.
Hell,
like, I know no. that's the new wave and all that, I don't know, bro. I just see too many things that could go wrong with that situation.
Very much so.
And
yeah.
I don't know how safe that is. Like, if people can hack into my joint, right. bro. Like, I'm good on it, man.
That's just, bro. Like I said, you took the words right out of my mouth, bro. Like, cloud is like last resort. Like, I have to use it. That's the last. Like, all of my hard drives got stolen. Yeah. My computer got stolen. I just need something to pass it on to somebody just so I can hold it. When I get it back, it's there. I could get it and then delete it from off the cloud.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Cloud is real.
Exactly.
Not fucking with that one. But
Have you met any DJs that
do the cloud? No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't met them. I'm pretty sure they exist, but.
No, they definitely do. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they exist. I don't know them, though.
I don't know them personally. Yeah. I haven't come to contact with anybody like that.
I don't know nothing. So. But so that's in the DJ talk. So that brings us to our schedule. Right. Like I said, if you want to know where I'm at, it's on Instagram. The only difference with this week is that I won't be at Sparkles this week because they're doing renovations to the whole building. So I won't be there this Friday because no one will be there. And this Saturday, I'll actually be with Gray Jackson. Shout out to Gray Jackson. They got a concert. If you're interested, go ahead pick up some tickets from Gray Jackson. And other than that, next week, Straight Outta G Code number 2.
Still having a ride and step competition.
Yeah, ride step competition. Come in, y'all show out. Get y'all something nice. The week after that, the 31st, I'll be doing skate-a-thon with DJ Ham.
Salute to Ham.
Yeah. Yeah. So, shout out to Ham. And I'm trying to think anything else. I feel like there are other things. Okay, September 11th, I'll be doing Sparkles in Smyrna. And then the week after that, I'll be doing Sparkles in Gwinnett. I'm back at their adult night. And then some private events in October and November, Bonfire. So make sure y'all come check in with that.
So, man, They've been juggling schedule up a little bit at Stone Mountain, so next time I'm going to be there is Sunday, August 21st, I want to say, if I'm correct. And then the following Saturday, I'm going to be there for the 7-Eleven teen session. Oh, yeah, Sunday I'm going to be there 4 to 8. Saturday, 7 to 11. And just got a wedding to do. And yeah, you'll probably see me pop out at one of the Turn Us events, man. Either Skateathon, G-Co.
Probably be G-Co.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a whole variety of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. That's pretty much it.
Sound like you're putting a bow on this episode.
Yeah, man. I think that's it. And Tay, Tay got a question. Whoa. Tay, relax, sir. Relax.
It's all good. I'm just not gonna answer it.
Relax, sir.
Look. You know how I felt about Maybach. So look.
You gotta ask. Hit turn up in the DMs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
All this attitude you getting right now. I don't know if I want to give you that information.
I don't know the answer to that question, so I can't even answer it. But anyway, y'all four have a blessed day out you. I go by the name of DJ Tanaka.
DJ Turn Up.
TNC Podcast. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Trap Fever merch is on the way. And make sure you cop Turn Up merch at his next session. And that's about it, man. Y'all have a blessed one. See y'all on the flip side. Dig that. Ooh.